Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Oral Hildebrand. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada throws the ball into Hefner, who tags Hale trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Averill chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Hemsley fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hemsley. Heath goes all the way around to score. Hefner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hildebrand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Almada reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to third. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Bell reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Kress reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphreys covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 6-1, Browns. Moose Salters pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Keltner scores. Hemsley moves to second. It's 6-2, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Larry steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Al Milner now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hefner strikes out. One out. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan strikes out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cox now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill bunts towards the mound. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Keltner moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's Browns, 6, Indians, 6. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to third. Ed Cole now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn has Hemsley trapped. There's the throw to Heath and over to Clift, who tags Hemsley for the out. Milner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almada, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill is walked intentionally. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Heath scores. Averill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-6, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Keltner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Tommy Heath. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive to right field. Campbell throws towards Larry. Larry fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Larry. Sullivan moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 7, Indians, 7. Ed Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan now catching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hale reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Heath is walked intentionally. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mills strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-5 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Campbell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.